Joining me now is the Rhodey Court chairperson. This would be Jenna Bartlett. Good day to you. How are you doing?
Good day, George. I'm doing good.
Good. Now, obviously, everything became topsy-turvy when this coronavirus thing hit, but the court was already selected, and you guys had already started doing some things out there. What are some of the things that you were able to get started before it all got shut down?
Well, luckily, we were able to... Part of what we do is going out to visit our service club, so we were able to meet with Kiwanis, and then I had another one-on-one experience with the Seroptimus and the Princess that they sponsored. So we had just started to get our momentum going, and we had lots of fun projects that we did as a group, decorating our button boxes. We did get our buttons out a couple of weeks before we had to shut down, so they had already started to see some of that fundraising money come in. So yeah, we were getting ready to roll out, and then we had to put the brakes on a little bit.
Now, we're going to talk with the princesses and the prince a little bit later, but one of the things I noticed when I was talking with them is they all mentioned, I think almost all of them mentioned, an ice cream date with their junior princesses.
Right.
So that was the popular thing that they really liked to talk about.
Yeah, and they had started, and I don't know all of them specifically, but a lot of the senior princesses who were paired up with a junior had already had a couple of dates where they've gone out to get ice cream, or I know one group actually made cookies. So that piece of it, some of that had happened, and now they're still continuing reaching out to their juniors. It's just virtually.
Now, what do you have planned upcoming? I know we just found out that the chamber in the city has decided to do a virtual Rhodey parade.
Right.
What about the court now? Is there something you guys are doing virtually? I think one of them mentioned that they might be doing something like a video presentation or
they
something.
They are, yeah. So we have been meeting each week on Thursday via Zoom. Those that can make it, a lot of them have work that they're doing too. But, we really talk to them as a group to figure out how, okay, here's the situation we're in. What are we going to do? One of the first things that they decided is that we are not going to have a queen or a king this year. And so what they have voted to do was to take the money that we have raised through the sponsorships and divide it equally among them so that everybody will get the same amount for scholarships.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're really happy about that.
Although you only had one potential king, so.
That is very true.
So he kind of gets the,
was very gracious about adding his to the pot.
Well,
so, we've been meeting, we've been talking about what we want to do. They actually are going to be doing the virtual meeting that Rhodery has set up, but they are going to be working on a video where they get to showcase some of their talents that they had started to work on, talking a little bit about themselves and what they have planned to do after they graduate.
Well, it's a shame that it all got shut down like it did, but obviously, there are concerns for, public health and,
yeah,
and the health and safety of this. The majority of your princesses got the call from the school that they have graduated.
Yep.
So they're done with that aspect of it, so they don't have to worry about doing that at the same time.
Right.
So that's kind of good.
Yeah.
Do we know yet how this is going to impact next year? Assuming that the coronavirus is not an issue next year, is there anything you learned from this experience that you can carry on into the next one?
Well, I'm not sure how to answer that. I mean, I think assuming everything opens back up, there will be a 2021 court. We want to make sure that this year is special for the kids. This is not the first year that Rhodey Days hasn't seen a queen.
Yeah, but in our lifetime.
In our lifetime, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we want... My focus right now is just on these kids and how we can allow them to still be ambassadors for the festival, for Florence, which is a big part of it, and how they can give back to the community. So one of the things they decided to do was some of the button money that would normally go towards funding the coronation itself will actually be donated to local nonprofits. And so they've selected three that they'd like to do that to. So we'll be rolling that out too.
One of the impacts that the Rhodey Court has is on the future generations.
Yeah.
Now, without a coronation this year, it will likely impact a few kids growing up that they won't get to see this. How do you kind of reinvigorate that for next year?
Well, I think our plan is when things are able to open back up is that we still want to have some kind of a celebration, and whether the kids can come back and help be a part of next year when schools open up and to come back and help us just spread what it is and what it meant to them. Obviously, we'll have the video piece, which is not really something that we've had before. But I think although it's been a real challenge for the kids, I've just been really impressed with their motivation to keep going. And I think they would be able to still be good advocates and ambassadors for next year's court.
All right, Jenna Bartlett speaking for the Rohde Court. And Jenna, we're going to segue into our interviews that we did with the princesses and the princess. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Now, first up on the Rohde Court is Liz Rosenbaum, and she is with me in studio today. Of course, you know, we're keeping our social distancing here because of the COVID-19 thing. This is sort of one of those things here where this was totally unexpected. We, of course, planned on having a Rohde Court and a celebration and everything. And Liz, it didn't quite turn out that way, did it?
No, it didn't.
Tell me a little bit about your experience up to the point where they had to shut everything down. How were you enjoying?
Well, I was in my last year of softball. I was going to play on the varsity team over there playing first base with my best friend. She was the pitcher, Nina Aaron. And then I was really excited for Rohde Court. I was changing up my work schedule for it, changing up everything. None of my older sisters or anything have done it because I have two older sisters. They both went through Sayasla High School, and I think I was like the first girl to actually think about doing it. And I was really happy that I got to do it, at least part of it.
Now, did you have a junior princess as well?
Yeah, her name was Emmy Center. She is a fifth grader. She is my favorite person ever.
So you guys got a good bond?
Yeah, we did. We hung out once before everything happened because I was still working nights, and I absolutely love her.
What were some of the experiences that you were looking forward to?
I was definitely looking forward to being up on stage in front of around 200 people because I didn't think about a talent, but I was thinking about just taking a bunch of videos of me playing during softball season and hitting and stuff just so I could show people that I'm really good at hitting.
Your talent would be softball.
Yeah.
Who were your sponsors?
It's Banner Bank. And then the main girl that I would talk to is Tessia Yazida. I think that's how you say her last name. I hope I didn't butcher it.
Well, that's okay. It's done now. She can't say much about it at this point. What are your plans for next year? I mean, if college and that reopens, are you planning on going to college?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually going to Western Oregon University for criminal justice. And then after I get my master's in that, I'm planning on going to the Salem Police Academy and training over there and just moving my way up.
Do they have a sports activity there at Western Oregon?
Yeah.
Will you be able to play? Are you planning on playing?
No, I'm not. I didn't have enough stats.
Okay.
Because I've been behind a bunch of girls for softball for first base. So it was finally my last year to finally get my stats in.
Well, so you weren't recruited by them. That doesn't mean you couldn't play.
Yeah.
Though. You could do a walk-on or something like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing intramural first.
Okay. And then kind of get your skill levels set within it.
Yeah, but playing the game for me is the funnest part. I don't care about winning or losing. That's why I'm more interested in intramural.
Well, Liz Rosenbaum is a senior princess on the Rohde Court that almost is. Well, we're still going to consider it. Thank you for stopping in today.
Thank you.
We have Shakina Grover with us now. And Shakina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. I'm excited.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, obviously your senior year. You probably were looking forward to this for a little while. And then all of a sudden, you know, the governor says, we're shutting things down. And we ended up having to cancel Rhododendron Festival. At what point were you at when this all happened?
Well, I had just changed my schedule, and I was only coming to school for two periods in the morning because I moved all the way to Elmira. So it was a long commute anyways, so it made my life a lot easier, I guess. But it was a little upsetting when we didn't end up going back to school.
Now, you're officially graduated. You got the call down, or are you still working on some stuff?
Yeah, I still have to finish a couple classes, math. But other than that, I'm really close.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, what about your junior princess? Who's your junior princess?
My junior princess is Addie, and she's so sweet. I got to hang out with her a few times. I haven't been able to see her as much, of course, since we're in quarantine. But when I did see her, I took her out to ice cream. I took her to the park, and we had a lot of fun. And she's like the same age as my little sister, so they got to hang out, and they really enjoyed that.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, what about your sponsor? Who's your sponsor?
My sponsor is Sayusla News, which is ran by Jenna Bartlett. And I've known Jenna for a long time. She's so amazing. She's so sweet. And I was so excited to have them sponsor me. And also my mom works for them. So that's really cool.
Oh, cool. What's your plans for the future?
I really want to go to college, most likely Lane Community College. And I want to major in marine biology. I want to get my prereqs at LCC and then transfer to a university to get
That's kind of a good way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Save a little bit of money there
sure.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being here. And are you, what about your talent? We didn't talk about your talent.
So for my talent, I was actually going to do something a little weird, I guess, but I was going to solve a Rubik's Cube, probably actually three of them, because it only takes me a little less than a minute. And I was really excited for that because I love to solve my Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So that's one of those things that you're either really good at or it takes a while to do.
Yeah. Took a while.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. And, you know, hopefully maybe you'll get to do a video version of your Rubik's Cube solving and you can put
that
on.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
All right. Well, thank you so much,
Gina. Thank you.
Maddie Levi is our next senior princess for the Rhododendron Court. And Maddie, welcome. What were you in the midst of when it all closed down?
I was in the midst of getting ready to work on my talent, and I was spending more time with my junior princess. We were looking forward to planning another time to spend together when the whole shutdown happened.
Now, what was or is your talent?
I was planning to do tap dance.
That's cool. Now, have you been dancing a long time then?
I've been dancing since I was about 3. Yeah, about 15 years.
Were you in some of the Crow events too? I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been working with Crow for the past 7 years.
I think all the princesses had expectations of how this was going to go and was cut short when that happened. What are you going to miss the most about the normal roadie court from what you've seen over the years?
I went to my first coronation last year, so I'd never seen it before, but I think I'm going to miss the impact it makes on other people because I want to be part of roadie court starting in 3rd grade. Because I saw the roadie princesses in the parade and I was like, I want to be like them. And so I feel like I'm going to miss the impact that it has on other people more than it has on me.
Your junior princess, how much time did you get to spend with her?
We, you know, saw each other at little meetings and then we went on one pretty long, like little date type thing. We went and had ice cream at BJ's and talked. And then we went down to Books and Bears and read books and just hung out. And then we were planning to do something else pretty soon. I'm not sure what that right. event was, but yeah.
That got kind of close to that. And her name was?
Farrah Blaze.
Farrah Blaze. Now, who are your sponsors?
My sponsors are Sir Optimist.
Oh, the Sir Optimist?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about your future? What were you planning on doing after graduation?
So I've been accepted to Southern Oregon University, and I'm planning to go to study the performing arts.
Okay, cool. So you're going to stick with the dancing, singing, acting, all that
yes.
kind of stuff. Yeah. All right. Do you have a goal or desire?
I would love to own my own children's theater one day.
Oh, cool.
That's the biggest dream I could have.
Well, you know, Melanie's not going to live forever.
I know. And I mean, she's pretty much my whole inspiration,
is she?
Honestly.
Is she?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, thank you so much, Maddie, for stopping in today. And good luck. Hopefully we'll do something virtual. We'll get to see your tap dancing routine or something. Maybe they video it or something.
I hope so.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Joining me by phone right now is Kelsey Larson. Kelsey is another princess on the senior roadie court this year. And Kelsey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, you know, all this kind of got shut down a few weeks ago. What was happening prior to that for you?
Well, I just have been active in trying to figure out our talent specifically for me and then also getting our roadie pins out. But I was also starting to really connect with my roadie court princess, my junior princess. So, I mean, everything was going pretty well before all this happened. But
now, who was your junior princess?
Abigail.
Had you decided what you wanted to do for a talent yet?
I did not completely decide. I did want to do some public speech, but now if we do a talent online or over video, then I'll probably still do a speech and incorporate a video.
Now, am I correct? And your brother was on the court as a prince?
Yes, he was.
Now, he was a comedian, though, right?
Yes, he was. A lot of people are trying to convince me to go that route, but I don't think I can do that.
that's not where your desire lies, then, is it?
No.
So what plans?
Not as funny, is it?
So obviously, Copeland Lumber is your sponsor. Now, what do you have plans for the future?
I am planning to go to University of Portland, and I'm going to go to their nursing program. And after I graduate from there, I'm hoping to be a pediatric nurse practitioner, hopefully working specifically in the ICU unit.
Do you have a specific place you want to land after that, or are you thinking coming back home, or what do you want to do?
I am not sure right now. Since I'll be in Portland, there's a lot of great opportunities, especially through the college, so I might stick there if I find some contracts there, but I'm not sure yet. I also do want to try to travel a lot. I have to see yet where I want to be.
So school is done for you now, right? I mean, you've pretty much considered a graduate now, right?
Yes, I am. I'm only finishing my college classes, but other than that, I'm completely done.
All right. Well, congratulations to you, and I'm sorry we couldn't have a big celebration at the FEC, but I'm sure if we do some stuff online, that'll be pretty cool, too.
Yeah, we'll have a unique one.
All right. Kelsey Larson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Joining me in the studio now is Chloe Madden. Chloe is a senior princess with the Roadie Court at Sayula High School. Now, where were you at in the process when school shut down?
I was already considered graduated, I guess, because I had enough credits. So I was really working on my honors diploma for, you know, regular high school. So I was working on college classes, higher classes, I guess, like Gold Math and stuff like that.
Now, where were you in the roadie process? Had you gone and done with the rest of the crowd a few visitations and stuff?
Yeah, we had gone to Kiwanis, I think. Yeah, Kiwanis. And I've met up with my junior princess a couple times. We were just beginning to, so it was a little shocking to stop.
What was the most disappointing about it?
I'd say that we don't get a normal coronation and that we don't get a rhododendron festival to represent anymore. And so it's kind of weird, and we really don't know what's going on. And so, yeah.
But you are, like, there are some plans in the works to do something virtual, right?
Yeah. We're working on trying to figure out how to still broadcast it or get it out to the town so everybody can see it. But it's a work in progress. It's a work in progress.
Now, who was your junior princess?
Abigail Hummel. She's in third grade.
And you said you visited with her a couple times. Did you get to form a bond with her at all?
I'd say we had a pretty good bond. I made her bracelet and stuff. We'd gone out to ice cream, and I took her to the park and stuff like that.
Now, who's your sponsor?
My sponsor is Sayso Valley Fire Department. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, what are your plans for the future? I mean, we're all assuming that college will be back open again here soon, but what are your plans?
I'm going to go to OSU. I'm going to be in the Honors College there. I'm going to major in mechanical engineering and minor in oceanography. And then after that, I'm going to go on to graduate school, same place, for robotic engineering.
So you want to do things, and you want to do things within the ocean, the sphere of the ocean,
yeah,
as far as when that comes out?
I want to explore the ocean to the fullest extent, and I think it's kind of stupid that we haven't explored it as much as possible because, you know, we've spent so much money on space and stuff, and we can't really go much further, can we?
That's kind of hard to do that. But, yeah. You know, I mean, it really is a good time for you to be up with all the, you know, engineering marvels that have happened over the last decade or so.
Yeah.
And you're coming into it in a really good time where the possibilities are probably endless for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
All right. Well, congratulations to you. Sorry we're not going to have a normal coronation, but I'm sure we'll figure out something to promote the Rhodey Court this year.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Chloe Madden.
Brooklyn Cahoon, she is another one of the senior princesses for the Rhodey Court. And Brooklyn, things kind of got shut down early. Where in the process were you when they decided to close things down?
Well, for Rhodey Court, we were just starting to get ready to go out and be in the community a bit more. We were going to go to more public events, and I was also getting to know my little princess Rihanna a little bit more.
What were you planning for your talent for the show?
I wasn't entirely sure what I wanted to do, but I knew that I wanted to sing and play my guitar. But I was going to see if one of my friends could play the piano to help back me up, too. But I wasn't entirely sure.
Now, who's your sponsor?
First Community Credit Union.
All right. And did you happen to get any buttons old prior to everything shutting down? Or is that?
Yes, I did. My sponsor is actually super awesome and let me put my box there as soon as I got it. And then also, I put my boxes at BJ's and Ship and Shack, and both of those businesses were super awesome about it.
Of course, we know you stand alone on your abilities here, but you do have a little legacy in this Rhodey Court, especially with your brother.
Yes,
2 years ago, right?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Oh, that's right. It was 2017. So is this something, are there any more Cahoons coming up that might participate in this in the future?
No, you're the last one.
You're the last one. So it's kind of sad that everything got shut down. Were you at a point in your academia where you could be considered graduated now?
Yes, I am technically a high school graduate, but I'm still taking college classes.
I noticed that a lot of the princesses are doing that and getting that caught up, because those are things that have to be ongoing right now. Is that correct?
Yes, it's ongoing until June, I do believe.
So what are your plans for afterwards?
I'm planning to attend George Fox University, and I'm going to be majoring in psychology and minoring in music.
So do you think you can merge the two of them together somewhere in your career, or are you looking to do both separately?
I'm hoping to do it separately. I really want to be able to be a worship leader or a part of a worship team in whatever church I go to. So I think having a music background will really help me improve and be the best musician and vocalist I can be for that. And for psychology, I'm going a completely different route than music therapy. I want to be either a criminal psychologist or a forensic psychologist.
Either one of those would be a cool career to do. That's kind of neat. Brooklyn Cahoon, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes here today, and congratulations, and a big thanks to your sponsor, First Community Credit Union.
Thank you.
Princess Taylor Winona now. Taylor, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. Where were you at in the process when this COVID-19 thing shut everything down?
Well, from what I remember, we were going to have a luncheon And I believe we were supposed to be meeting with Rotary and kind of, you know, officially kind of getting us out there in the community.
Now, had you already worked on your talent and what you wanted to do for the show?
I have, yeah.
And what was that?
I was going to sing What a Wonderful World. Originally, I didn't know what I was going to sing, but with everything going on, I just thought that that'd be perfect, and I love that song. So.
Now, what about your junior princess? Who is that?
My junior princess is Farah. She's adorable.
Did you have a time to get to connect with her and make a bond?
Yeah. Well, we did a couple activities with the court. You know, we did some arts and crafts. She helped us. We helped each other make our boxes. More she helped me, actually. But, yeah, and we went to the elementary school. I can't remember what it's called, but it was like a reading day. We got to hang out, and I actually brought my little sister, too, because they're friends. And we still have plans to go see the horses at C&M Staples when they open back up.
What about your sponsor? Who's your sponsor?
Brian Holmes at the Florence Dental Clinic.
Oh, cool. Great guy there.
Yeah.
And that's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get
Citizen of the Year.
Yeah, really? Did you get to sell many of your buttons?
I did. I don't know how many exactly, but I did get to sell a pretty good amount. And I'm not sure what we're doing with that money yet, but yeah, I think we all raised a pretty decent amount.
Are you also considered graduated already?
Yes, my principal called me and told me I was.
So you don't have to worry about any more school this year?
Nope.
That's good. What do you plan on doing for the future?
You know, I definitely had an outline of what I thought I knew I was going to do, which was dental. But then I started to look more into massage therapy. I'm not 100%, but all I know is I want to help people, like in a physical way somehow. Mm-hmm. So I'm still looking into it, but yeah.
Either way, there's a lot of interesting paths you could take as far as that road goes, depending on how much schooling
Definitely.
You want to do. All right, well, cool. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and we look forward to hearing more from you, and maybe you guys are going to do something virtual, I hear.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, let's see how that works out, and good luck to you going forward.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Now, we had one lone prince this year in the Rhododendron Festival, the Rhododendron Court, Andrew Austin, and Andrew's joining us by phone right now. How are you doing?
Oh, geez, that's me. Hi. I'm doing pretty great today.
Well, that's
a little sleepy this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How did it feel being the only prince?
It was interesting. I mean, the guaranteed money is nice, but I'm also in it to make a good impact on the community, too. So I've been trying to figure out how to do that from a distance as best I can.
So who was your sponsor?
My sponsor is Oregon Pacific Bank.
And did you have a talent you were working on for the show?
Yeah, I'm a musician, actually. I've played the drums since I was a little kid, and the guitar, bass, and piano for a few years. I was going to throw some together.
How was that playing the drums for the neighbors? Did you have neighbors close by when you were learning how to play those things?
Oh, yeah. Never got any complaints, actually, miraculously. I just stuck to, like, busy times of day to play, and it was okay.
Were you in the Sisla band as well?
Yeah, I was.
What about college? Were you planning on going to college?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to Oregon Tech in their Wilsonville campus. I'm going to study cybersecurity.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you're a big techie?
Yeah, I'm kind of a dork.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, man. You look at the dorks making all the money.
I suppose so.
That's a good thing. Well, Andrew Austin, thank you so much, and congratulations on being part of the Rhodey Court. I have nothing to do with it, but I'm so sorry that we're not going to get to do this, you know, live and at the Florence Event Center. But, you know, keep a stiff upper lip and keep moving forward.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Andrew Austin, thank you so much.